Good morning, SP.
Good morning.
Yeah. This morning, let's allow the words of the Psalms to speak to us. Psalms 42:5. Psalm 42:5. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. I remember when I was about to graduate from university. I was preparing to find a job, and I had also rent a place near the school. So I had to cover rent and living expenses. I was also dating Eva. Yeah, which also required the money. In short, it is very turbulent time. One day, I woke up extremely bored with absolutely no idea what to do. To kill time, I thought, why not read something? So I opened the Bible. At that time, I wasn't a believer yet, and I had almost never opened that book. I remember I opened the Matthew chapter 6, the passage where Jesus speaks to about not worrying. He said, look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap to store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? When I read this, I experienced a sense of peace I had never felt before. Suddenly, something like a heaven burden was lifted. That feeling was like a person drowning while swimming, struggling to the point of exhaustion, who suddenly feels the sand of the seabed beneath their feet. I had never experienced that anything like that. After that, I was afraid to read the Bible again, because not only did I feel the sense of the security, but something else began to run over and over in my mind. Jesus is definitely not an ordinary person. He must be God. Because the things he said were not like things a person would say. His words carried such authority and touched a very core of reality. Therefore, I felt I couldn't read his words anymore. I still had many things I wanted to do, including some bad things. If I read what he said and believe it, well, I would lose my freedom. This is what I was calculating in my heart at that time. It wasn't until a few years later that he spoke to me again during a very dangerous period of my life, when I wanted to punish myself, to destroy myself, when I was about to destroy my good life with my own hands. He directed me to read Romans chapter 1-6. I once again understood the Bible and received its words. By the time I read Romans chapter 6, following his words, I came to believe in the Lord. That's another story. Okay, so back to our theme today. Let's read Matthew 6:24-34. 24. No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than the clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap to store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why you do not worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like the one of those. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you? You of little faith, so do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all those things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all those things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble for its own. Amen. So I don't know how you feel, but does a supernatural peace rise from this passage for you? However, this passage reminds us from the very beginning that we cannot serve two masters. You have to choose one. The answer to the choice is also given in the following verses. Choose our God. This is how we can live without worry, including serving him without worry. There's a Chinese proverb that says, heaven won't let a blind sparrow starve. This thing has encouraged many Chinese people to boldly start their own business, because they believe if God won't let a blind bird starve, then a person starting a business probably won't starve either. I know this feeling because I have never worked for anyone since graduation. I was always being an entrepreneur. Being an entrepreneur is probably very similar to the situation of the blind bird being fed. I believe that today none of us are starving, yet we can still be overwhelmed by worry. One reason for this is not that we don't believe in God, nor that we truly lack money, but we choose to serve two masters. The result being double-minded is that you expend a great deal of effort and end up with nothing. In the process of being double-minded, things that seem simple become complicated. You set rules for yourself to prevent bad things from happening, but then you cannot control yourself to follow those rules. Then you start to worry, fearing that a bad outcome will happen sooner or later. But its scripture reminds us, first, do not serve two masters. You cannot be double-minded. You must make a choice. Then you can see the essence of the life clearly. The identity God gives you to transcend the material provision itself. He also adds to you your health, your honor, your adornment, and sense of worth. When you start by choosing not to serve idols and move to the place of not worrying, you begin to experience the benefits from God. Then you will come to a conclusion, seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all those things will be to us. I often observe my wife to see how a person from Hong Kong works. I truly admire her attitude at work, serious, responsible, and organized. But the motivation driving her works is perhaps 60% responsibility and 40% for her own sense of security, or rather out of the fear that the provision will stop. It seems I haven't provided her with much material security. I remember she mentioned a Hong Kong proverb, when the hands stop, the mouth stops. Yeah, I always heard that. And during my time living in Hong Kong, yeah, I did indeed find that someone people was ashamed to say they were resting. However, whether we are busy with work, unable to find a job, or resting, as children of God, we will all eventually face the ultimate question of who is the truly provider. And in the end, the sooner you choose God as your source of the provision and build your security on that, the sooner you will be free. I remember the year we moved back to Beijing from Shanghai. I couldn't find a job, even though I had lived in Beijing for many years and had built up various connections and resources. But they were unless useless that year. I couldn't even find a single job. All my efforts were like seeds that had been sown, but with no harvest to reap. I tried every effort and was completely exhausted. At that time, I had nothing to do. I would wake up to watch the sunrise and watch Eva go to work. And then I would fall into a state of tension and anxiety. Before I knew it, it was evening. The room was gradually grew dark, and I had done nothing all day. This went on day after day for many months. I was especially inverness of the food delivery guys who come to my door, because they were truly providing for themselves with their hands and their sweat. But I was just sitting at home, sweating from anxiety. Long story short, I eventually had a breakthrough. The key to this breakthrough that I stopped worrying. And the reason I stopped worrying was that I believe in the goodness of God, that He would surely provide for me. Yeah, please, worship, come. Yeah, the key to this breakthrough was that I stopped worrying. It's difficult, but I did. I stopped worrying. And the reason I stopped worrying was that I believe in the goodness of God, that He would surely provide for me. I believe that Matthew 6:24-34 places those concepts together. choosing God or mammon, or worrying and provision, seeking first His kingdom and His righteousness. For a reason, they are closely linked by a cause and effect. Therefore, a breakthrough in provision might come from the decision of the who to serve and the decision not to worry. The sweat brought on my worry, anxiety, tension, and stress. But Jesus Christ has already borne it for us. He has given us a peace that is within us, a peace that overcomes the world. Likewise, the provision of the physical health, of self-wealth, of relationships, of honor, all of it begins with choosing who you will receive from and choosing not to worry. Let's worship together.
I love you, Lord. For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire in darkest night. You are close like no other. As a father, I've known you as a friend, and I have lived in the goodness of God all my life. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after me. With my life laid out, give you everything. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after me. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am made, oh, I will sing
So this morning, let's come before God and pray together for those things. First, let's thank God for being such a good God. Please take 5 minutes to count the blessing He has brought you. Yeah, let's pray.